Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The case of Chief Justice Roy Moore is prompting potential action in Alabama. The Alabama Republican State Executive Committee has recently overwhelmingly passed two resolutions, one of which is suggesting that any action of the Judicial Inquiry Commission, the so-called JIC, which is the entity that charges judges with so-called ethical violations or allegations, that any action by that entity ought to be approved by the state legislature. We're going to be talking about it in Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a case that should never have been, and Chief Justice Roy Moore has been charged by this JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, and has been off the bench since May of this year because there is a procedure in Alabama, the only state like it in the country, where a charge comes down, the judge is automatically removed. The judge has to defend him or herself, but in the meantime, they're removed from the bench, and it can take months or even years. In this case, he has been removed on this bogus charge since May. The hearing is coming up at the end of September. We'll be there to defend the Chief Justice. And as a result, it has gained a lot of tension nationally and both in Alabama and the legislature recently. The Republican State Executive Committee, I should say, is now wanting to suggest that the law should be changed and to put a stop to this arbitrary action.
Well, it's got to be changed because this loophole, it allows the system to be abused for political purposes. And that's exactly what the Southern Poverty Law Center here, radical leftist anti-Christian organization, they knew that there was this loophole where all they needed to do was trump up some kind of frivolous charge, make the charge to their like-minded leftists on the JIC, then they could string this out and effectively remove him from the bench. Even though it's frivolous, they could hobble the Chief Justice here, get him removed from the bench where he could not do his job, could not properly interpret the laws, which is what he is tasked to do. And as a constitutionalist, that's exactly what he does. So this is an abuse of the judicial system. This is an abuse of using this law, this loophole. And so they have politicized it. So this is a political abuse. And the answer for a political abuse of power like this is a political answer. And so the legislature is stepping in to fix this wrong, to try to get rid of this loophole so that due process can actually be carried out and the Chief Justice, Roy Moore here, can do his job. Where does it stand now? Is there a good chance?
Well, there's certainly a chance. Chief Justice Roy Moore has a lot of support in Alabama. A poll has come out. He's not obviously running for governor. He's Chief Justice, but he's off the bench. But a poll came out and it gave a list of a number of different people's names. If you were to vote today, who would you vote for governor? And the Chief Justice was at the very top of the list. So he has a lot of support in Alabama. And the Alabama State Executive Committee obviously unanimously or overwhelmingly passed these resolutions to have one of these particular actions that we're talking about. And there's some legislators that are willing to move forward with a law that would do just that. And essentially what the law would be, one of the proposals is if the JIC makes a charge, it has to be affirmed by the legislature before they go forward. That would stop this nonsense against Chief Justice Roy Moore. The problem that you have here is not so much just the charge, but in Alabama, when a charge comes down, no matter how bogus it is, no matter the fact that you'll clearly win the case, there's no recourse against the JIC. There's no attorney's fees. There's no penalty. There's no fine against the JIC. There's no recourse. What happens is the judge who's charged is automatically removed. So by virtually making the charge, the JIC can pick off any judge that they want. So you have here this crazy connection between the Southern Poverty Law Center, who makes a complaint with the JIC, and they've done it against the Chief Justice, they've done it against others as well, and the JIC, they can just simply make a charge. And when they do the charge, it doesn't matter how off base, how groundless it is, that judge is removed. So they can literally wipe away judges from the bench that they don't like. And they don't like the Chief Justice because of his commitment to the Constitution and to marriage.
Another positive thing about this resolution is it's also changing the composition of the JIC, where they all have to be elected, all nine of them have to be elected, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things here, so that they have some accountability. At least you have some accountability.
Whereas now it's a little more loosey-goosey. Right,
right now, it's just they're all appointed, and therefore you don't have any recourse against them. This particular proposal would mean that all of these people on the JIC, all nine of them, would have to be elected and therefore at least accountable to the people.
Absolutely.
So they're looking to put in checks and balances, which is how our system of government works, to prevent this kind of blatant political abuse. And that's what this is. It's not even close. I mean, you know, you can trump up any frivolous charge. And as long as the JIC is so politically inclined, they can drag this process out forever. So the good news is that these committees have asked the legislature to pass a bill to put in place these changes, these common sense checks and balances to prevent this kind of political abuse. And if it were to pass in both the Alabama State Senate and the Alabama House, Governor Robert Bentley, do you think he'd sign it into law? Man, I mean, it's all speculation.
Well, I think he probably would. The other thing that they're asking to be changed is this automatic suspension provision. Alabama, like I said, is the only state in the country that has it. And the other 49 states don't have this for good reason, because it clearly implicates due process. You get a charge, and we're not talking about a felony where you're getting indicted. That's a whole different ballgame. But we're talking about just getting a charge for some kind of other ethical alleged violation under the judicial canons.
And you're at least innocent before proven guilty there, right?
You should be innocent until proven guilty, but this basically makes you guilty till you prove yourself to be innocent. So that's why this has, I mean, it's one thing to defend yourself against a bogus charge. It's another thing to literally be removed from your office and defend yourself against a bogus charge. And that's really what's happened here. There's so much power, when you think about it, in the JIC. All they need to do is get a majority. All they need to do is get five of the nine people to agree. Hey, we don't like this person. We may not have good grounds, and we're going to lose this case. But listen, if we get five people of this nine to agree, we can remove this person from the bench, and that person will be gone for months. Could be real significant pending cases coming up. Mm-hmm. And they don't want that judge or justice in this case sitting on those particular cases. So let's just have one of the Southern Poverty Law Center people file a complaint, and let's get five people, and we'll get five people to remove this person and get that person off the bench. And that's exactly what happened to Chief Justice Moore. The focus of this complaint is on a January 2016 administrative order that he wrote. It's 4 pages, not even a complete 4 pages, 17 paragraphs. And I challenge anyone to read that and say, is that a violation? It was a status report. This is what the status of the case is. That's all it was. And Matt, for that, he's removed. That is the outrageous aspect of this particular situation.
Well, it's unconscionable, and that it would is continuing to happen, and that it's continuing to be allowed to happen has triggered this move to fix it. And so we need to be praying for Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's under attack here. Not because of anything he did out of ideology or because he was doing his job. It's all about ideology for the Southern Poverty Law Center, for the JIC. They hate this Chief Justice. They want him gone, and they're willing to abuse the process to make it happen.
Well, we will be back in court on September the 28th. I was in court in the first part of August. There's no question that they have no basis to win this case. The Court of Judiciary is what it's called that reviews this, a charge of the Judicial Inquiry Commission, which, by the way, has hired the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to be the prosecutor in this case. So the opposing attorney that I have in this case is the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which filed the actual complaint. So we should have had this case dismissed back in August, but instead we're going to a hearing September 28. There is no basis for them to move forward. Continue to keep this in your prayer. If it was just the rule of law that prevailed, it's a no-brainer. But we're dealing with a politically motivated group of people in Alabama. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for this case, pray for many of our other cases, and support us financially. Without your financial regular support, we could not represent Chief Justice Roy Moore or the many others that we represent around the country. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.